So we left off with the very challenging question. I'm sure we're going to have some creative answers here. The Rambam holds, the Rambam says openly, the Gemara says that during times of the temple, Simcha was through the meat, and we know that's the meat of the Korban. After the destruction of the temple, the Simcha is now through wine. So it sounds like in time one, we had A, in time two, we have B. Simple as that. The Rambam seems to say that both that there's a chiyuv, that there's a simcha of basar and a simcha of yayin post temple. Where does the Rambam get that from? How does he hold this way? Okay, so Eli came across an interpretation. So this isn't a svara. I know. I'm saying we can get a possibility out there. It's not your possibility. You just like it.
I thought
so. She's like, there is a possibility. This isn't taken up. Like, for instance, the tour. Right when he brings down, he quotes a Rambam that does not quote this idea of ein simcha al basar, ein simcha al yayin. It's like he's like the Sheish Shalos business, right? Why deal with the problem? Just get rid of the words. There's one commentary that I saw, an early Acharon who wants to say that when the Rambam says ein simcha by both, he's saying, you know, even though it doesn't say this, he's saying the Rambam is saying you can choose either one. Even though his language is men eat meat and drink wine, right? She ain't simcha al basar, ve ain't simcha al yayin. He learns that to mean no. That's what.
No matter how you read it, it's going to be a contradiction. You can't do always.
Right. It's always contradiction.
Right. Okay. Fine. Right. That's true. Well, Ellie's right. So he learns ain't simcha al basar, ain't simcha al yayin means you could choose one or the other. Okay. You have the choice to make. Interesting. Okay. It's a tough read, but again, anything we're going to say, let's just be honest. Anything you guys say, and I hope multiple people have a svara for this, is going to be, it's not going to be a smooth read. It's just impossible. But you can't be creative. You know, this is one of those few opportunities you get to actually like leave the reservation ever so slightly. I don't want to hear philosophy, by the way. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So how do you want to say this?
Yeah.
Using the MSP, the maximizing simcha principle. So, in the times of the temple, Korban has the maximum simcha. The maximum. Why? Because it has, what? A one represents a simcha point, and that's because I'm eating meat.
What is it? What are these simcha points?
One. Yeah, and that's a one, okay?
How does the one become a point seven?
Oh, so what he's saying is...
It's not because it's a Korban.
Right. So what, what's
no, that's what the other thing the number is for.
Hold on. I can explain that. But what he's saying is, that once you leave the category of Korban, by definition, you have the point seven.
You're not eating a Korban.
I understand. Always meat.
So he's saying meat.
No, you do. Because you always have to know, because Chazal are always guided by MSB. So they're going to say the greatest simcha is basar on its own, and the greatest simcha is yayin, right? But of course, if we had the temple, right, there's no way neither of these on their own would ever equal korban, right? Okay. Okay. So I want to say korban has two, korban simcha has two components in it, okay? So this is what we're going to agree on. We'll definitely agree with one of them. One of them is the meat. So we'll call it substance, okay? So the substance, right, the substance is one that produces simcha. So I want to maintain that even after the destruction of the temple, right, you're still going to get your one meat.
Why
not? Because the substance is exactly the same.
But you're not, you don't
have one second. When you say you don't have korban, there's another part of korban. There's two components of korban. So I'm going to argue, I'm going to say as follows. I'm going to argue, now, My caveat in place, my premise is, if you study the area, I'm not saying I have more information than you, but if you look at the area of Aliyah Larego, I don't want to say it's an unfair advantage, so I'm saying.
What I want to say is that
if nurse, the substance is exactly the same, but I would say like this, the idea of Aliyah Larego is not just the fact that you're, what do you call it, eating meat, right, but I would say there's what I'm going to call the affect of korban. There's the substance and the affect of being in Mikdash, okay? One second. It doesn't make you drunk, right? But it is supposed to produce a certain... It is, right? That's why, by the way, I'm not getting into the philosophy of it, but the way the korbanos are structured, the reason why simcha comes into existence is it's a culmination of a certain type of experience, which can only happen in the temple. So that's an affect. That's the commonality, because the reason why they go with yayin, right, is because yayin has nothing to do with the substance. The substance is irrelevant. It's the affect. Now, the one question you're going to have to ask is that, is this affect the same as this affect? Right? So the answer would be probably not, right? But if, but as a luck of categories are concerned, that's why I think it would work smoother. Insofar as what the effect is, it's the different. I would definitely argue that the feeling of the intoxicating of drinking wine is probably different than the intoxication you get, in quotes. Mention what? All right, go.
So what's which is the mitzvah that's positive time down mitzvahs?
Right, I assume everyone here knows what a mitzvah haseh shezman grama is. If you don't, please raise your hand. Right. Okay. So time-bound commitments. So women are not obligated in time-bound commitments. Just to be clear, I am not interested in the overarching sugya of how that works. Okay? It's a great meta issue. I did a shavuah shiur on it like 5 years ago. Fun sugya. Went through all different cases. That our goal is to focus on simcha. So the Gemara, keep going.
Okay, sukkah, v'ulav, shofar, v'tzitzis, v'tzillin.
Okay, everyone understand that? Like shofar, for instance, shofar happens once a year. Mitzvah is man grama.
Easily mitzvah sa'asei shavuah is man grama. And so what's the positive mitzvahs that aren't turned down? Mezuzah, makah, avida, v'shuach, v'kan. Okay, v'kwalahu, harem matzah, simcha, hakel, the mitzvah sa'asei shavuah is man grama, v'nashim chayav.
Okay, which is a big, big support for the Rambam, but the Gemara openly says... That you can stop there, by the way. The Gemara openly says that is it how, in other words, women are chayv in simcha. But simcha is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Okay? Now, this formulation is one of the most... in this sugya of mitzvah shezman grama, what happens is simcha is a fascinating formulation. So, I'm saying there's two vantage points. That's what that we're going to be careful here. There's a vantage point from the category of mitzvah saseh shezman grama looking down as different phenomenon. And then there's our vantage point, which is simply through the lens of simcha. So, we just care about simcha right now. Okay? We're going to focus on simcha, not... You're going to need mitzvah saseh shezman grama in your svara, but I'm saying that's not the issue here. Okay? Keep going. Oh, so now, because you look at the next Gemara. So Gemara says, da dalfinon mitfilin.
Ve'yafinon mitfilin l'ptura, ne'ev simcha l'chiyuva. That which we derive from tefillin at the potter, which also derives us from simcha l'chiyuva.
Right, now how that works is irrelevant. But the point is that what do you call it? Is that you should say that women are chayev, right? Amar baye. Okay, so it's interesting. So really, technically speaking, right, this is the premise you have to start off with. Technically speaking, simcha is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. There's no question. Simcha is a time-bound mitzvah. Does everyone understand why? Right? Because it happens... on Yom Tov. Good. Okay? Rosh Hashanah also talking about it. Anyway, so it's time-bound, right? So Abaye has this, I mean, an incredible chiddush. He says, Baila misamcha. Rashi... Okay, this right, the simachta, I think it is. But anyway, so the obligation of simcha is not on her, rather on her husband. Okay, hold on. Oh, is this a question on this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Question you should ask immediately on this Gemara. Immediately.
What if yeah. He's not married?
No, that's actually the next line of the Gemara.
Just what? I mean, what type of formulation is this?
No, that's too generic. Give me the more specific meaning. That's true. It's a strange formulation. That's true. But what could you have said?
Right. Woman or putter.
Exactly. What you could have said was, what do you mean? Like a woman's putter.
Well, the right? Doesn't
say I know. That's the question. Right? I know. But I'm saying what you could have said was, it's really she's exempt from the mitzvah because it's time bound. Right, so if that's true, so then why bother formulating? In other words, well, this is a greedy Gemara. The Gemara is saying, it was really what I should have said if I'm writing it. I should have said a woman's putter, just like she's putter from sukkah. Simcha should be no difference.
Would I write that in the Gemara? The
what?
What
do you mean?
It's obvious if it's a time bound mitzvah.
Gemara is saying even though, or the Gemara is saying she's either going to say this, either going to say she's putter, but then this whole thing doesn't make any sense, or you're going to say that even though it's time bound. She is chayev, but this is the way it's formulated. Either way you go, you're going to have a problem, right? The putter way is going to be much harder. I hope no one tried that, but it'll be very hard because you're going to say is that they formulated a way for her to be yotzei what? She's not chayev. So you got to go the other way. But the other way is going to be strange because she can't express the chayev on her own, okay? Very strange formulation. And this, how does that, I mean, I want to be careful. I don't want to get too deep into what it means to make someone else happy. I mean, it's just, let's look at it halachically. Like, this is the legal formulation. Okay, what's the other Gemara? Again, what?
Me and I came up theory.
Okay, I can't wait.
So what's the din of by a woman for Baal Ta'acher?
Good.
Right.
So you're going to say maybe she'll say she's not chayiv in the korban ri'ya, which is the first of the three you bring on regel, Odilma. Maybe we'll say what?
That she is
maybe she's chayav in simcha. Amar le'abaye. So maybe we'll say she's obligated in simcha.
Right.
One second, but didn't Abaye say beforehand,
yeah,
right? So the Gemara says.
Right, but so, how could Abaye say this? And he said that the woman isn't chayav in simcha, but just the Baal is chayav to be nesam after.
So he's a good guy.
No, I mean, he does the car.
Ledvar of the Rebbe Zera Kamar.
So he was saying just according to
Rebbe Zera. Okay, right. But nice guy, by the way, right? That's very, also very rare. Okay, look at Rashi. Right, no, so just skip to the second line. Right, because it says, keep going. Vamar Mar. Good, okay. All right. So what's the what's the debate? What's the machlokas here? So one side seems to say that women are chayva simcha, right? Even though it is a korban simcha. No, korban simcha, and then if she's chayva korban simcha, after the time, after 1 second, after, yes, korban simcha. First of all, she can bring korban nadava, right? But the korban simcha.
But she can't bring a korban shlamim.
If you go down Rav Zera's road, so she's obligated. She is an independent, discrete chiyuv in simcha. So in the times of the temple, she would execute said chiyuv through bringing the korban, and after destruction of the temple, the Gemara doesn't take up this road, but she'd have to fulfill her obligation. However,
Rashi literally says ein simcha.
She's chayav simcha. The other side says what?
The husband is chayav.
Right. So it's like again this ein chovas a simcha tuya ba. Very strange idea. It's like the obligation of simcha doesn't fall on her, but it bounces onto him, right? Which and then he goes ahead and makes her happy. Very strange formulation. And again, in the background is the mitzvah of Seishu Ban Grama. Because the corner of Zera, he just ignores it.
Can we ignore that?
I'm not sure. We have one possibility, which is that you agree with what he was saying?
Meaning we were saying that it's like two separate types of...
All right. So one way, in this camp, is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that you have this idea that the idea of Simcha itself has two, what do you call it, has two parts to it. It has the action part and then the experiential part. So now, again, but you're saying, so it's funny. You're saying because that exists, that's what allows them to be able to separate out. I don't know, it's just a weird idea. But anyway, you're saying, because I could just say, why not just say they're putter?
Why not just say they're putter?
Yeah.
You need the man to have a
chiyuv. Because why would they be putter?
He has a chiyuv.
No, but
the other possibility is the old Neri Shabeso Sfara, which is that the mitzvah, you're saying the machlokas is how the mitzvah was set up. Was it set up as a mitzvah in individuals? Or it's, what is it again? The house.
The household.
Okay.
The household.
Very good.
I think. When I did this, there were two ways. So one way we can go is you can go down that road, the road of saying, is it a din in the Gavra versus bias, right? I just don't like that so much. But I that was a possibility. I don't know, there's something, because I just don't buy the mitzvah. Well, you'll say, because I think it fits better into the Gemara and Mishnah and Grammar. So the other way he goes like this, all right? But it's based on a premise, right? So, see, I want to avoid, you're saying that the side that says it's bias, naturally speaking, there's misameach, like that is the way the mitzvah is formulated. But it's also the idea that he's responsible for his own simcha, so there's a simcha and a misameach. Right, there's my ma'isa simcha is bala bias, as well as misameach others. You're not saying I'm misameach myself.
Right.
Okay, fine. So I'm curious. So if that's the case, so that I agree with, by the way, but in a different way. So we could assume for a second. Let's just take the following assumption, right? In other words, there's an idea. There's a ma'isa simcha, right? There's an actions that make me happy, and there's another we'll call it synonymous right expression of simcha, which is make other people happy. Now you're going to say, well, where can I possibly get that idea from? Well, there is a precedent. There's a precedent, right? The mitzvah Talmud Torah. All right. Now, how does a Rambam formulate the mitzvah Talmud Torah?
Learning and teaching.
Good. Lilmod Olamet. It's one of the most famous formulations, right? Now, one second. If I ask you, are those the same physical actions? They're not. There's a difference between learning something and teaching. But yeah, what's a Rambam say? What?
Maybe it's two sides of the same coin.
He's not saying you're doing... You're right, right? But I would say the Rambam's saying they're both... There's a lot of different ways to learn the Rambam, right?
He says you do have to do both or you have to do one.
He's saying the mitzvah Talmud Torah is lomod ulamed.
Meaning,
that is the mitzvah.
If you only learn, then are you fulfilling the mitzvah?
Say again?
If you only learn,
well, that's the question. No, so that's the whole question, how to learn the Rambam, right? One way to learn that idea is to say that they are synonymous. They're two expressions of the same mitzvah. right, two expressions of the same mitzvah, right? Or the other way to learn is to say that two components of the mitzvah. There are those who learn that way. When according to the Rambam, if a guy never taught, he's never, as you'll say, really is a mitzvah Talmud Torah.
And like day and night and all that.
That's a good, I forget it. That's logistics. Right, good question.
If you want, we could.
Hey, now there is a cheat here. My cheat is that I happen to know the sugya of Mitzvah Sanhedrin pretty well.
Oh, so you are pulling it out of your back pocket like your rabbi did.
I just said. You're right. So Mitzvah Sanhedrin Grama is always about a Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, the Petur always emerges based on an action. It's always a pure action. I said, great, you're making a point. Calm down. So, okay. So what I want to say is that again, and I'm saying this because of, in other words, I'm fusing the Simcha Sugya with Mitzvah Sanhedrin Grama. You don't have to say this. You could just stick with pure Simcha and ignore the fact that this Gemara is brought down in Mitzvah Sanhedrin Grama. Or you could say what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm the only possibility. Which is like this. In other words, if there's let's assume that there are two discrete expressions of Simcha. There's my action of Simcha and then there's Misameach others. Okay? Again, just like Lil Molame. Those are two, halakhically speaking, there are two expressions of Simcha. Two expressions of the Mitzvah Simcha. Okay? So now, if you say they're synonymous in that sense, right? So then, if you say they're synonymous, so then, which knowing that mitzvah sejit grama is in the background, which one are you going to choose?
Just experience.
Say it again?
Just the experience.
Right, the misameach one. Now, there's a reason why Abaye comes up with this chiddush. He's saying, we have in front of us two discrete expressions of simcha, yeah. A and B, right? But A, what's the problem? The problem is A runs into the problem of mitzvah sejit grama because it's a maisa. Oh, so we have another expression, which is misameach. Yeah. So that naturally fits in, which is not, it's a natural thing. But the other way to learn it is to say no. Well, this is to me the clever part. The other way is to say, maybe you want to say lim olamed is really, I'm sorry, if you want to say simcha and misameach are really like, let's say, two parts of one whole, two components of the mitzvah itself, right? Not two discrete expressions, but two ways of seeing simcha within one context. So then, and this is being according to Rosera. What Zera is going to say is that, well, then I don't have a pure Maisa anymore. I have an adulterated Maisa. Why?
That's a weird way to phrase that.
No, adulterated just means perverted.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Why? Why am I saying that? If you tell me the mitzvah simcha includes both the Maisa and misameach, right? So why would you say Mitzvah Sanhedrin Grama won't naturally apply to that?
It only not to
Right. Now, don't think about half. There's a better way to put it. Do you understand what I'm asking? Are you following what I'm saying?
Off the okay, don't worry.
Wait, I want to follow
that. Okay, fine. I can start over again. If you're going to tell me that the two together, right, they come together to form the mitzvah simcha.
And
simcha,
don't complete,
it's not. It's not two.
You literally don't complete the mitzvah.
What do you mean?
You haven't done the mitzvah.
What does that mean?
You've just done the maisa.
No.
The mess isn't like a discrete part of the...
No, if I asked you, if you tell me there are two parts of this whole, right? So then, is the mitzvah a simcha a maisa mitzvah? No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Meaning, yeah.
It's not a pure maisa mitzvah, right? Because in it also has the idea of misameach.
Right.
That's contained in its very, it's a component of this mitzvah itself. So if that's true, how can mitzvah seish man grammar ever apply? Of course she's chayav.
Isn't being happy a maisa mitzvah?
But chayav in the maisa as well?
No. Sure, why not? There's one question left. There's one question left, and that is when does the Chiyuv Simcha start? Okay, when does it start? Again, that's why it's hard when we did the Rambam already. Right. So working backwards, we know the Rambam says it starts
day,
right? But why? Because if we look at Oneg as our precedent, right? Look at Shabbos. When does it start on Shabbos? It starts at night. By the way, you have to appreciate why it's such an important question before we look at the Gemara. Why is it an important question? Because it's like a very funny idea. Like, not to get too into the hyper experiential aspect, but it's like a funny thing. Like, in other words, it doesn't mean that, like, when you have to start, like, we say tefillah, we say, what do you call it, Zman Simcha Sein or whatever, we talk about it, but there's no halachic expression of said Simcha. Right? Funny idea. So where does that come from? Gemara. Amar Ula. Okay, that's a seem like a pshita point. So what does he say? He says that let's say I shecht my korban, I slaughter my animal prior to the start of Yontov. Okay, so let's say Yontov starts Monday. So I'm a go-getter. I go to the temple on Sunday, right? I figure, you know what? I'm gonna have my meat ready for Yontov. Right? Sounds like a good idea. In fact, not only is it such a good idea, we have a precedent for that.
Korban Pesach,
right? You see, there is an idea like that exists, right? Okay, but it's such, but no. And that's why Erev Pesach is considered a chag or chati chag. For this, you'll see from this Gemara.
Because
so the Gemara says, why does it work, Eli? Okay. One second. Right. So the Torah says, "Vizavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta." Right. So what does that mean? Right. It means that it's only at the time, right, when simcha exists. V'leka. So you can't say there's an idea of simcha on Sunday, right? Because the chag starts Sunday again. Well, we should use halachic yom. Sorry. So if I shech my korb on Sunday afternoon, right, there's no reality of yantav yet. And that's what the Gemara is essentially saying, right? Of course, the question you have to ask is, what's the havamina? But fine. But the Gemara is saying you can never get away or can never fulfill your obligation of korban simcha. One second, let me finish korban simcha. If you shecht it on Sunday afternoon, because the chiv starts at night.
Does it become korban as soon as you shecht it?
Well, what they're saying is no. I mean, it would be a korban, but not this korban.
No, but like it just gets like.
Now the chagiga part we're not concerned with, but read it anyway. All right, we don't care about that. Okay, lema misaylev. Okay, let's go very slow here. Okay, so it says by sukkos vahisa ach sameach, ach sameach. Okay, so the problem is that what do you have to have the words vahisa ach sameach for when right beforehand, because you don't have this in front of you, the Torah says chagasukos taaselocha, and that says v'samachta bechagecha. So the Torah tells you you should be happy on your chag. Why does it say again vahisa ach sameach? What? Okay. Oh, okay. But misifta, and that's Rashi belly.
Why didn't you put the misifta on the swarm?
Go on. Okay, slow. All right. To include what?
The last nights.
What is that? What is Leil Yom Acharon? Rashi. I'm assuming Rashi says what Masipta says.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yom Tov Acharon Gufei
Lo Deha Treid Zimnei Shivas Yom. That doesn't help. Okay. What's Yom Tov Acharon here? Shmini Atzeres. Okay. You'll see why has to be the case. So the Gemara is saying, why does it, why, so again, just make sure, okay, the Torah says you're obligated to be happy, and then it says you should be happy, or ach sameach, okay? All right, so that sounds like an additional thing. So the Gemara is saying, oh, why do you need that second simcha for? To tell you to include simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Of course, you should say to yourself, what's the havmina there? Why wouldn't you have simcha on Shmini Atzeres? Okay, keep going.
That's for the Shmini Atzeres.
Okay. I know. Oh, a second. No, but that were true, right? So when could I, if that were true, could I therefore shecht my korban prior to Shmini Atzeres? Let's say an Erev Shmini Atzeres, could I shecht it? What would you say?
Yeah.
So make it good. A good. So the Gemara says, At Omer. Such a bizarre Gemara. We're saying, why are you saying the Chiddush is to include Shmini Atzeres? Why not say the Chiddush is to include? Which would mean what?
That you would
shecht it on Sunday afternoon. So now the Gemara, just to make it simple for you guys, let's flip it around here. The Havamina, the Gemara is saying, why not? Why not set it up in a very proactive way, like Korban Pesach? What do you do on Sunday afternoon? You go to the temple, you bring your korban, and this way, when Chag starts, what am I going to be able to do? Dive right in. Right? Seems very sensible. So the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Tamalomar. Now, okay, I'm not interested. This is a meta question. I'm not interested in how ach works that way. Okay, that's a great question. Not for here. Ach chalak. What does that mean?
Ach is a mute.
Well, sort of. It's both. Okay, I mean, what is it doing? So the ach is teaching you, the ach helps teach you that the leil acharon is included,
right.
But it comes to exclude the first day. Okay. Keep going. My timer. What does that mean?
Okay, so what's the reason why you're saying that it's excluding the first night and including the last night? So is it because there's nothing to be sameach with?
Right. In other words, meaning that you can't shecht on an erev chag anyway. So the question is low.
Look, the tani timer. Mara is taught the reason. Mara isa orabos leila yom tov achon or hoti leila yom tov rishon. So whether you see that to include
this is great.
The last night and to exclude the first night.
Okay. Again, everyone understand the question? What's pushing? What's the logic to say the Shmini Atzeres is included, but Erev Chag is excluded, right?
Shmini Atzeres is following it.
Well, the Gemara answer. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why.
Marba ani leo yom tov achron sheish simcha ofana. Moti ani leo yom tov rishon sheein simcha ofana.
Okay, so why is Shmini Atzeres included and the first day excluded? Right, well, Simcha is right before it. So since Simcha precedes...
There no Simcha
in Shmini Atzeres? No, there is. But without getting Shmini Atzeres, so Shmini Atzeres is its own unique, bizarro, half-regal kind of phenomenon. Okay? So the reason why it's included is because you have Simcha prior to it. But by the first day, right, since you don't have Simcha before, that's why it's not included. Okay? So what we're going to have to work out from this Gemara, we're going to have to figure out the rationale, we'll have to toast this tomorrow also, is the first day of, what do you call it? When does the Chiv start? Does the Chiv Simcha start at night? If you had just this Gemara, you would think that it does not start at night, right? And yeah, I think Rashi's the one's going to learn.
Does it start at night? Or yeah. Meaning like when the Chag starts?